Asia Cup has ended, and predictably, India has emerged as the best team. And with that win yesterday over Bangladesh, they are now 7 times Asian champion. So was the match one-sided? Did Bangladesh turn up? Well, the answer is Bangladesh showed that they belong in the big boys club now. India were run ragged in the first 20 overs. Liton Dash and Mehdi Hasan really put on one of the best 90s style opening partnership, which I have not seen since the days of Sanath Jayasuriya and Ramesh Kalavirthana. But again, the middle order of Bangladesh failed them, and they could not capitalize on the great start given by Liton Dash and Mehdi Hasan. This is not due to incompetence by the batsmen, but some very, very good bowling by the Indian bowlers. Indian bowling is now a force to be reckoned with. Kedar Jadhav, with his loopy, almost unplayable underarm bowling, put the screws on and he got crucial breakthroughs. The wicketkeeping and fielding were excellent. And this is where India is different from other teams, including Bangladesh. They don't usually panic under pressure. The basics are very right. And temperament. This is what Bangladesh needs to build. Now, after the innings where they were bowled out for a subpar total, when India came out to bat, there was a sense of overconfidence by the way Shikhar Dhawan and Rohit Sharma started. The bowling was not that bad, but Shikhar was playing his normal self, thinking he will get away this time also. But he played one shot too many and holed out. But the Nagin dance after that was not really necessary. I don't think it was. Ambati Raidu, I am not in favor of persisting with him even if he is a high scorer. I prefer someone better. Because it's a personal issue. I am not discriminating. Rohit played some fantastical shots. Dinesh Karthik played a good innings. But Dhoni. Now, I would like to say something about Dhoni. The number of dot balls he has played. If he were the captain, he would have dropped that player immediately who has played such a number of dot balls. And I remember his comments about different senior players that they are not good enough. I think someone needs to tell him that you are not a good enough batsman. You are not even a club level batsman now. Because people have found you out. You are still our best wicket keeper. And Indian selectors should keep in mind and plan accordingly. Because he is the best wicket keeper. And we should have an extra batting or all-round player in place. So that he can come at the end of the innings without worrying. He should not be put in. And personally speaking, without a grudge, I don't think he should be on the plane to England. See, unfortunately, we Indians, we don't know when to quit. And this is not just Indian problem. This is a subcontinental problem. Don't know when to quit. You are idle, pushed out. So Dhoni, this is the right time to retire. You have done a great service to our nation. We are forever grateful. But let new people come in. Kedar Jadhav, hamstring injury and all, but he really struggled to middle the ball. The match had a decisive turn when Bhuvaneshwar Kumar hit that six. That was the turning point of the match. And after it was last over at 6 runs, they planned to go with Shomu Shaukar, but the Nidahas Trophy nightmare, I believe, sparked captaincy change, and they decided to go with Mahmudullah, and Mahmudullah did not bowl very well. So it was a hard fought win, but India deserved it. And Bangladesh, I think they need to work on the temperament. And as for Bangladeshi fans, they are a disgrace and the biggest conspiracy theorists I've ever heard. That the conspiracy theories they spew, even Indians in their dreams can't think of it. I remember one conspiracy theory that Ricky pointing at a spring in his bat during the 2003 World Cup That was the maximum I heard. But ICC equal to Indian Cricket Council and other things. This is becoming very childish. Okay friends, that's my review of the Asia Cup. Please do feel free to share your comments. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.